Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we go. Let's go, everybody. You know, I have nothing. I'm done rhyming. So,
let's see, go.
It's producer Eddie, everybody. Yeah.
Guys, the Laker Bones, which is my 9-year-old son's basketball team, I coach him. Bobby is an owner or sponsor of the team. So, guys, we are undefeated. We played our first game.
Come on. That's right.
We played our first game Saturday morning. We dominated. Well, it was 12-8, not really a domination.
But it is, because that's 4 points over. That means you scored 33% more points.
Yeah, I like that. Dude, it was awesome. And let me tell you, I think I found my calling.
What?
I think I'm supposed to be a basketball coach.
Oh, boy. At a high level or?
Well, you start small. I think you start with the 9-year-olds, move on to high school, then college, and then who knows, NBA. Dude, I couldn't sleep the night before because I was so nervous about the game. I'm drawing up plays. I'm going through like substitution charts. How am I going to sub this person? And then after the game, after we won, I could not stop thinking. I'm still thinking about it this morning.
Well, maybe you found your college.
Like, I'm obsessed.
I was at Eddie's house the other night, and he goes, hey, how would you substitute 9-year-olds?
Because you have to be fair with the parents.
Yes.
And so it's a tricky question.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know,
man.
I don't want to be an owner of a team. I don't want to be a loser.
What?
And I don't want to be a coach of a losing
team. That's right. So we're 1-0.
Yeah!
The Laker Bones. Who's our star player?
I would say his initials are AA.
Okay.
Star player. And then my son would be the second star player.
Okay, let's go. Hey, new contracts. Renew them. Give them a big deal right now.
Oh, big deal already?
Yeah, give them a big deal.
To keep them?
Yeah, let's keep them.
Okay.
NILs. Let's get some NIL deals. All right, next up. Here is Lunchbox, everybody. Go ahead, babe.
Guys, it is Thanksgiving time. It's only a few days away, and we're going to be sitting around the dinner table with friends, family, and you're all going to go around, oh, what am I thankful for? And everybody's going to say, family, food, my job. Don't forget about us. You need to say that you are thankful for us. Bobby, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan number 2, Ray, Scuba, Mike D.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Abby.
Abby,
your way
Pitts,
of saying you're
Kevin,
thankful.
Because we bring so much joy and pleasure to your life.
Pleasure.
Every single day that
really?
We make your life better. So don't take us for granted this Thanksgiving season. Make sure you say you're thankful for us.
Okay, next up, Amy. Okay, we're moving on quickly. Amy, go ahead.
So I was thinking about taking my daughter to Jingle Ball because Lizzo's playing and she loves Lizzo.
Jingle Ball is a big radio show in New York or one of these other big cities where they bring in people from the radio to play a big show where it just goes, but it's like an iHeart Country Festival.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So a lot of fun, except for I'm looking at the lineup and I just feel as though this is the time marches on. Because some of the people I know, I'm most excited for Backstreet Boys, but that also makes me old. And then there's all these artists like Dove Cameron, Ava Max, Love.
I know Ava Max.
Who's AJR?
I know who they are. They're a band.
The Kid Laroi.
You know those
No,
guys?
The Kid Laroi. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I know. See, I've officially...
This is Kid Laroi and Bieber.
Oh, well, I know
good.
The song.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would know the music. I just wouldn't maybe know their names. And I just made me feel old looking at the lineup. Because I feel like there was a time where I would have known every single artist.
Then there was a time.
Yeah.
That time was 15 years ago, probably. That'd be fun for her, though, if you guys go to Jingle Ball and you have connections. You know Elvis Duran and...
Yeah, well, the whole thing is, like, the whole trip, I
is
booked...
Is it New York or LA?
New York. Yeah. I booked flights on Southwest with points free. My best friend from high school moved there. We're staying at their place free. The whole trip is free. If I go to Jingle Ball, free. Apparently, we might go to Brett Eldridge, free. Thanks,
I mean,
Bobby.
Apparently. Yeah. Apparently, I got the tickets. You have to go.
So, I'm like, this is just an amazing... My kids wanted to go see the Christmas tree, so I'm like... Great.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he has a show on Peacock, and if you like to bet, he'll give you a lock. Bobby Bones.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. That's right. Snake in the Grass is on Peacock. I can officially, it's up there now.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. That's not what this is about, but it's up there now. I got an update on my phone. Hey, you need an update to the newest version? La, 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 la. I always do. Sure. And I always plug it in. Update. And usually, chef's kiss. It's perfect. Got all the... This new update has slowed my phone down tremendously.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't have the new that came out, but I have the new.
Yeah, but they want you to get the new now.
Yeah, but you can't. I don't think it's about that. I think it's a bad update.
Really?
The internet's slow. Some of the apps won't load. There are some really cool features, but it ain't done. I'm encouraging everybody. Don't grab the new update right now on the iPhone.
Wait till they fix it.
Wait till they fix it, because it's terrible. Or as my friend Charles said, terrible.
Oh, cool. I have Red Dot. Haven't updated yet.
Don't do it yet. Wait another couple days until they fix it, because it's been a nightmare for me.
Okay. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, that's not good.
You're welcome. And Peacock. Snake in the Grass. Or how'd you say it, Ray? What's the name of the network?
Peacock.
Yeah.
Why does he do that?
That's Ray.
Everybody says words different. You say Taco Bell.
I know.
Say it.
Taco Bell.
And what's that show that comes on the weekends?
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live. And Ray says
Peacock.
Such an idiot. Mailbag time.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a little problem. I'm getting married in April and I want an unplugged ceremony. My mom, however, doesn't. My point is that I have a professional there to capture the moment perfectly. I do not want people's arms and phones in my photos, especially my first kiss photo. That's a special moment. My mom thinks I'm being a bridezilla about the issue, but for me, it's a big deal. Why should I have to compromise? What should I do? I have an idea, but I'm not sure she'll like it. My idea is that before the actual ceremony begins, the officiant announces that the bride and groom will allow a minute or two for guests to capture a couple pictures, then put the phones away. Is that a fair compromise? Signed, from a happy but annoyed bride. We had no phones at our wedding. I mean, it was awesome. It actually made it a lot more enjoyable. We had photographers there, and we had a booth you could take a picture in. But for us, it was great because there weren't a lot of pictures to take with people holding the night up. So we could actually say hi to everybody instead of, hey, let's get a picture here, let's get a picture there. It was, photographer took pictures, but we got to say hi to everybody that we wanted to say hi to and spend more time with them. And that was the goal, which is why we didn't have any cameras or phones there, because we knew part of the job as the bride and groom is to take pictures with people. And so we're like, well, let's eliminate that job. So we enjoyed it because we could spend more time with people. I would say that's your argument to your mom. Like, hey, and don't make it about you in the picture. Say, I don't want phones here because I don't want to have to take pictures with everybody. Not because you don't want to take pictures with them, but because you want to spend time with every single person there if possible. But also, why is your mom even in the mix here?
Yeah,
maybe
her
wedding. Parents paying for it?
You know, it almost doesn't matter. You don't
not
pay for
wedding.
It and get to make the wedding rules as well. Never heard it called unplugged, because I don't keep my phone plugged in. Thought it was like all acoustic guitars
or
something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or no electricity. But this is you, bride. I think you should tell your mom, no phones. They can pull out phones at the reception, but during the ceremony, no phones at all. We'll just say that before we go. Please, no phones out at the ceremony.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't even have to have the officiant give a two-minute you know, picture taken time and then put your phones away. Just no phones, period. And the ushers can make sure to tell people that, and then you'll be good.
When you walk down the aisle, you'll be looking in and be like, no phones, no phones, as you come down. No pictures, please. But yeah, this ain't about your mom. I hate that she's making it about her. And just say no phones during the ceremony. Make that compromise if you want to make one. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's easy. The wedding should be about you. It is your day. I appreciate your email. And I will say again, we did it and it was amazing. Loved it. All right, thank you. If you want to email us, Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We took a little break during that last break and everybody went to the bathroom. We only have a couple times a morning where we're like, okay, everybody go to the bathroom and rush back. Amy, the women's bathroom and the men's bathroom are right by each other.
Yes.
And you hear the guys talking.
There's a thin wall between the two, and I hear Lunchbox.
Oh, man.
He's talking bad about my movie, and because Mike D's in there, and then Ray's like, ha, 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 you know. And I come out, and Ray's washing his hands at the kitchen sink. I said, you know I can hear y'all. And he was like, oh.
Ray, what? Did you say anything, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but I was just curious if Mike really thinks it's good. Or if it's complete dog crap, is what I said.
It's called urinal talk.
What did you say, Lunchbox?
I said basically what Mike was saying is that it was a pile of crap.
The movie.
And that your wives will like it and you'll fall asleep.
But that's every holiday movie.
No, I'm just. So, yes, I didn't say anything that was that mean.
What'd you hear?
I could just hear the mumblings through the. I heard crap, Amy's movie.
Oh.
Like, I could just hear that they were talking about me. And so, yeah, I was just going to.
Hey, quit eavesdropping.
No, I'm Mind not. It, hey. I couldn't help it. Your voice is so loud. And then Ray's laugh is, Ray was thought, whatever Lunchbox said was hilarious.
Yeah, so Ray said, yeah, so basically it's just a big turd. Ah! We all laughed. We thought it was very funny.
Bunch of bullies in the bathroom.
Bunch of bullies. Well, coming out Thursday on HBO Max, Holiday Harmony starring Brooke Shields. Did it hurt your feelings?
No, I don't expect them to be into
they haven't even seen
Christmas
it.
Movies that make you feel good and bring you joy.
And he's jealous because he's not in anything.
Exactly. Good point.
I am in something. Was in something.
Go ahead.
Live musical.
You didn't have a single line, and it was a live stage musical in Vegas. It wasn't.
Yeah, it takes a lot more talent to be in live musicals.
You didn't do anything, and it was a one-time showing.
I may go back. But anyway, I'm not jealous.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, yes, and so Mike, but Mike, of course, still won't reveal his true colors. He's just like...
He revealed his true colors on the air. He said he liked it. Or he said it was three out of five.
I know, but I'm saying he...
No, still, you just want him to say he hates it. That's all it is.
Exactly. Okay, he still didn't do it.
Moving on from this. It comes out Thursday if you guys want to watch it. Amy, where were you when a stranger asked if you'd hold their baby?
Gas station bathroom.
Whoa.
Listen to this.
That's crazy.
You know, there's like two sinks, two stalls, so there's a little bit of room. I'm in there. I'm washing my hands. This woman's in there with three of her kids. I don't know their ages for sure, but like three under three-ish. One of them's a baby, and she's holding the baby. And the other two kids are going to the bathroom. When they come out, I guess she realizes she really needs to go to the bathroom. And so she asks if I wouldn't mind holding her baby while she pees.
Emergency situation.
I really think it was an emergency. And so luckily, I'm not psychotic. And I held the baby and then returned it to her.
Good for you. Were you...
I was shocked. Yeah, shocked
I'd be like, wait, is this a... Seriously?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Quite honestly, I think I understand her desperate situation, yeah. And I looked harmless.
And I also think most people will do the right. I think 99% of people
yes.
will do the thing and hold the baby for you.
But there's that 1%
yeah.
that might want that baby.
I wonder if while she's in there, she's all squatty potty, if she's like, I wonder if my baby's still out there, or if she's just living life.
Did she take her eyes off the baby, or like did...
Did she do it with the door open? Yeah, That's what I was wondering.
No, she shut the door.
Guys, what?
I'd want to see my baby the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. You got.
That means Amy has to watch you pee then.
Well, then
I
whatever.
I guess I could turn my back, but.
Yeah, did she lean like and look through the door crack so she could see you standing there so she knew to jump up and
know.
Run?
I don't know. The other two kids were standing out there too, but they could stand. The baby I had to hold.
So you babysat.
Wow. I wasn't in charge of the other two.
Well, good for you. I'm proud you did that though.
Hey, yeah.
I think I would have too.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think the lady should have just probably, if the baby can't stand, I don't know why the baby wasn't in a car seat. You carry the car seat and you just set the car seat right there in the stall.
Because I think she came in from the car and then was, because the other two needed to go. I really think she just realized, oh shoot, I should probably go too.
Lady, who I've never met. Catch. Good for you though. I like it.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
17-year-old Luke moved from Brazil to Massachusetts, had no idea it was going to be that cold, so he didn't have a jacket. But luckily, his high school had a donation program, so he got a jacket from them. He's wearing it one day, and he reaches in his pocket, and he says, "What is this? A pair of Gucci watches, a diamond, an emerald bracelet,
a diamond?
And what? Two diamond rings." He's like, "Oh my gosh." He's like,
"A loose diamond?"
Yeah. And he looks at the jacket and he says, "There's nothing on here except the name Dave." He made some phone calls, called the donation place. They tracked down Dave. They found Dave and said, "Hey, we have your jacket and there was some stuff in there." And Dave was so thankful. He's an older guy. He said, "Oh my gosh, those rings, that was my wife's wedding ring and another ring she had. She just recently died. And the rest of the jewelry is my mother's. Thank you so much." Here's audio of Dave getting his jacket.
"It was the wedding ring I bought my wife. It meant the world that my daughters got their mother's stuff back."
Wow. I know, it sounds like a mobster to me.
Yeah. Because his accent?
I'll be honest with you, man. I don't know. I think he's in...
It was my mom.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they'll say, Slick Polly told me. I mean, maybe my wife told me if I didn't get it back.
There's two dudes in the back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What he said.
We agree with them.
We love this mom.
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, Dave, let's go swim with the fishies. I mean, he's a friend of ours.
Hey, Dave got his stuff back.
Yeah, we like that. That's because his story's probably true.
Yeah.
But he did sound like John Gotti a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
A little bit.
All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If you guys have Peacock, be sure to watch my show Snake in the Grass. If you haven't seen it yet, I'd love it. I'd love it if you watched it. Maybe they'll like me then if I get a lot of streams. I just want them to like me. But I'm super excited it's up. It's on Peacock, Snake in the Grass. You can watch it over your holiday. You can watch Amy's movie, Holiday Harmony. She has a part in that movie on HBO Max. We're everywhere. Who even knew?
Wow.
There's some folks on a radio show together, out of nowhere, broke. One day we'd be on Peacock and HBO Max.
That's right.
Who even knew there'd be streaming?
Crazy.
One day. Yeah. Who even knew? You know, we could do that because 10 years ago, we didn't even know what streaming was. I have a joke where I'm like, my grandma was telling me don't get on TikTok. She wasn't alive during TikTok.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Here is Lunchbox running into a celebrity at a restaurant. Now, what level of celebrity would you say they are? A is massive, B is big, C, middle celebrity, D,
oh, B.
So that's a big celebrity.
Yeah, big celebrity.
Okay.
You walk in, you know who this person is.
Lunchbox ran into a celebrity at a restaurant. What kind of restaurant?
It was a sit-down restaurant. You go see the hostess. They say, how many in your party? They sit you down at a table. They bring you some food. They take your drink.
Sounds like a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that kind of restaurant. I wouldn't say it's
you eat there?
The finest of dining, but I wouldn't say it's like...
Is it a chain?
Yes, it's a chain.
Why is everything so difficult to pull it out of him? Okay, so what... Do you want to say who you saw or no?
Oh, I didn't know if you guys wanted to guess.
Well, tell me the story first, though.
So we are sitting, my wife and I have the kids, and we're sitting there, and we're right around the hostess stand, a few tables away from the hostess stand, and I see this celebrity walk in with their family and kids, and they walk up and they say, oh, we'd like a table, and they tell them, oh, it'll be 20 to 30 minute wait, and they make the celebrity just sit down and wait with the regular people. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so awkward.
Do you think the celebrity thought they would get preferential treatment? Because I don't think most people, when they go into a restaurant, think they're going to get it. I think if they call ahead, if they're so big, they call ahead and see if they can get it. And if they can, they go right through. And if they can't, they don't even go.
I think they understand when they walk in somewhere that even if there's a wait, they're moved right to the top of the list. That they, you know, even if there's not a table really open, they tell someone, hey, you got to go. Like, you guys are being too rowdy. And they clear a table real quick.
And you were surprised the restaurant did nothing?
Yeah, or they pull a table out from the storage closet and they put it somewhere. They find a way to get the celebrity in. But so then, you know, you just have those benches that sit there by the hostess stand where there's people, kids climbing, snot flying. And there's the celebrity and his family. And
to him.
Oh, I did say that.
Yeah,
Dang, you said
his family.
Okay. Who knows? Who does?
Not me.
I don't.
No? Okay.
I'm thinking cake.
Is it
family,
you? Oh my God, kids. Is it you?
No, I'm already at a table.
Are we doing this
again? But he did this whole thing to us where we tried to track a celebrity and it ended up being him. Okay.
No, I was already sitting at a table and I was just like.
Oh. Okay, was it you in the past watching yourself through a memory?
No.
Okay.
This is a real celebrity.
Who do you think it is?
I'm trying to think. Okay, guy.
Dirks,
married,
but
kid.
Dirks is not B. Dirks is A.
He's A.
That's who I think with kids.
Well, if Lunchbox thinks Dirks is B, that would be hilarious.
And I don't think Lunchbox talked to the celebrity. So maybe it's not someone he knows.
Did you talk to them?
Talk to him later.
Okay, you
later.
Talk
okay,
to
so he knows them.
Okay. Okay, who'd you guess? Do you want to hear the call first? Because he called in.
Oh, if you hear the call, you're going to know who it is.
Who did he call?
The restaurant, and lectured them about a celebrity being there and them not paying proper
respect. But don't you think the celebrity lunchbox, like, they want to be treated normal and they would feel weird if they cut all these other people?
No, I don't think so either.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Why would you feel weird?
You know who it is,
Buzz? Who's a guy that has kids that's married?
Hauser.
Yeah, Hauser.
Good guess.
Jake, but I would say Jake's a...
Lee Bryce.
Yeah, could be Lee Bryce. Is it? Let's take each get two yes or no questions.
Yeah,
we'll play as a team,
dude. Okay, Jake Owen.
No, yes or no question.
No, yes or no. So no. Country.
Oh
artist.
My gosh.
Okay. No, we wasted a question.
Eddie. You did.
Is it
you
a?
Did.
You did.
Stop yelling at me, y'all.
Well, you just said who
Jake
did.
Jake Owen.
Go ahead.
Country artist.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I feel like duh.
Has he been on this show? Has he performed on the show?
Yes. Guess another person,
okay,
Amy.
Okay.
No, don't, Amy. Come on.
Is his wife known?
No.
Okay.
Do we know his wife?
I have no idea who you know, Eddie.
No, do we as a group?
I have no idea. You may know her, you may not. I don't
do
know.
Do you know his wife? Have you ever talked to her and like, yeah, I know her?
I've met her once.
Okay. So it's not who I thought it was.
Okay.
Is he balding?
No.
Does he ever?
Oh, we're gonna keep going.
Right. Oh, that's it.
That was too easy.
I wish I had one more question.
Yeah, one more.
No,
yeah,
no,
we only had one.
I didn't
more.
Know. I didn't know.
Okay, guess Eddie.
The game.
I'm gonna go Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan's A.
It's true.
No, I agree, but I don't. His lunchbox is an A.
Jared Neiman.
Oh okay. Wow, lover.
Lee Bryce.
Lover, you don't even mean no good no more. Go ahead, lunchbox. Do we want to play? Who is it?
You want me to tell you? Or you want to hear the clip?
Is it? Well, if.
Yes, just let's hear the clip.
Game.
I guess.
Okay, go ahead, clip.
Hello, they've called. Can I help you?
I was in there the other night, and I got to tell you something you need to improve on is how you treat celebrities.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was in the restaurant, and luckily I got a table right away, and then I saw Dave Haywood from Lady A, and he had to wait for a table. And he had to sit there for like 20 minutes and wait for a table, and I'm like, guys, do you not know who celebrities are? When celebrities come in, you got to let them sit down right away.
Heard. Well, I'm a manager now.
No. I'm asking you.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know who Lady A is, right?
No clue.
It's a quarter after three, and I need you now. I mean, they're one of the biggest bands in country music. And Dave Haywood, who's one of the three members, walks in. I'm like, oh, he's going to get a seat right away. And nope.
Well, thank you for the advice. It definitely will be brought up in a meeting.
Yeah, don't you? You know what I mean? You think celebrity? You believe that celebrities should be sat down right away, right? Like that's the way to do it.
It depends on who it is. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, this was Dave Haywood. So, all right. Well, thank you so much. I just wanted to call and let you know and give you some tips. And I want to say thank you as since I'm a celebrity also. I appreciate you getting me right in. But man, when Dave Haywood from Lady A walks in next time, we got to get him a seat.
Oh.
Lunchbox went full Porky Pig on her.
And I like his singing of Need You Now. It's a quarter after three.
And I know Dave, and he would not have wanted a cut line. I say that, but Dave would not have.
No, of course not.
But Lady A's A.
But I thought individually,
okay,
if they don't walk in as all three, they're B.
Like dressed up.
Well, and they've even said that before, that when they're all three together, you can't avoid it, but individually they can kind of get by.
Sounds like a fancy place. Foreign accent. That's all I hear is fancy.
All I know is I couldn't believe it.
Hey, you eat at fancy places?
I ain't fancy, boy.
Dang. Peanut tempeh tacos?
No, that was good. I felt like she was trying to get off the phone with me, and I was trying to keep her on. I was like, no.
That's Dave, folks. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way. Lexus is on with us, who lives in Washington. Let's go to the phones. Lexus, good morning.
Morning. Morning, studio.
Morning. Lexus, here's the question. Now,
okay.
And up for grabs, a $100 gift card to Sonic. More than half of Americans admit they have ended a friendship permanently or temporarily over this disagreement. What is it? Now, Lexus, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come to you in just 1 second. I'm going to ask it one more time to let our listeners hear and also give you, Lexus, a little more time to think about your answer. So Lexus will get to answer. And then we'll go to the show, see if you get it right. Then we'll do one more bonus round, okay? Lexus, okay. More than half of Americans admit they've ended a friendship permanently or temporarily over this disagreement. What is it, Lexus?
Oh, man. I would have to say probably regarding parenting.
Parenting
strategy.
Okay. Probably a lot of parents who disagree on things.
Yeah, that's good.
Say, well, if you're going to do that with your kid, I can't let my kid hang out with your kid. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing?
Yeah.
That's a great guess. It is not right, though. Incorrect. Okay, so that's one down. Now, Lexus, you're going to get to choose from Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, or Morgan. They've all been sitting on this for a few minutes, thinking about it. They've each written their answer down. And who would you like?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Who would you like to team up with, Lexus?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go with Morgan.
Okay.
Well, that was...
Yeah, well, she's good. She's good at this game.
She's pretty strong at this.
This game.
So, let's see here. Morgan, what do you have?
I have of someone's choice of boyfriend or girlfriend.
Boom!
Lunchbox?
Well, I don't want to copy Morgan, but I have person dating, so I will change it.
No, you can't change it. That's your answer.
Yeah, you can have that.
You can have
No, I have other options, though.
No, that's your answer. You can't change it because she did. You all have written it down. That's the point.
Can I go over my other ones?
Not yet. Eddie.
Politics.
That was the other one I had.
Okay, but politics never going to get it. I feel like that's
too odd.
Like you're going to get it?
Yeah, relationships.
Oh, okay. A lot of you guys say that.
Oh, wow.
Tell me she's wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah!
That means you're wrong,
That
too.
Means I got it.
And yours is?
Politics.
Politics.
Come on, dude. I mean, people fight about it all the time. You voted for who? Get out of here. We're not friends anymore. And then the next term, okay, we're friends again.
Show me politics.
Let's go. No? Dang.
So obvious.
Okay, so we're 0 for 2 now.
Okay.
Lunchbox, how many answers do you have written down there?
Well, I had 4, and dating and politics were 2 of them.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, Lexus. You're either going to go with Lunchbox in his two answers, or you're going to go that he doesn't have it in his two answers, and that'll be the bonus round. So, if you think Lunchbox has two answers there, if you think he's got it in one of his two, or Lunchbox, I'll give you 10 seconds to write any more you have. And go. The question is, more than half of Americans admit they've ended a friendship over this disagreement, permanently or temporarily. What is it? Three.
I'm in.
Two. One. Lunchbox time up. Drop your pen. All right, Lexus, you can go with Lunchbox's list or that he doesn't get it on his list.
Oh, boy. You know what? I love LB. I'm going to go with LB's answer.
Going with the list.
Yeah, go with the list.
How many do you have?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, number one.
Illegal substances.
Okay, number two.
Money. Fights over money.
Ooh.
Number three.
Divorce. You got divorced? So, that's against the world, the sin. That's
the
a
world.
Sin.
Against the world. Sins.
Whatever.
World sins.
Yeah.
Yes. Number
against
four.
Another sin, premarital relations.
What?
What are you talking
number five.
About?
Sports teams.
That's it. That's it.
Save the best for the last.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what I just
that's wanted. I wanted you guys that's to think so that I didn't good. Have that. And that was one of my original. Sports teams.
Alexis, I'm going to give you a chance to stay with Lunchbox's guesses, or you can go, you know what? I don't like them. I want none of them.
Ah! We got it, Alexis. Don't even change. You're going to Sonic.
I'm going to stay with LB.
Yeah, you are, because you want to be a winner. And then when my sports team wins, you won't be liking me, and you'll not be my friend for a year.
I don't know what he's saying.
Me either.
Why are you yelling?
I need Rosetta Stone.
Different language.
For whatever that is.
What? I said it because when my sports
more team... More than half of Americans admit they've ended a friendship permanently or temporarily over the fact that they had different favorite football teams. Lunchbox, nice job, buddy.
Good job, Lunch.
Alexis, you win too. Nice job to you as well. It's a long time to get to this point.
We got there, though.
Yeah, I didn't
we
even
got
need there. To write those extra one now.
We got there. Goodness. Alexis, stay on the phone for 1 second. That is awesome. Lexus wins. A $100 gift card to Sonic. Thank you all. Voicemail from Danny in Virginia.
Bobby Bones, my man. Morning, studio. Hey, I'm just calling you to let you know that I've listened to the 25 Whistles podcast, and I decided to put some smiles on the line based on your guarantee, and that thing hit. So thank you very much. You are amazing, brother. You are amazing. Keep bringing the smiles, baby.
Thank you very much. If you guys wonder what that means, smiles, we can't say money.
So we say smiles.
Yeah, we say more smiles than frowns because we can't say money. We can't say we're going to win money.
I'm frowning because I forgot to place the bets.
Well, maybe.
I know, but guys, you have to...
Yeah, we did pretty good.
It was nice.
A lot of smiles.
I know, I saw everybody posting about their smiles and I was all... frowning over here.
More smiles and frowns. Well, you don't have to. You're just even. No frowns. You didn't lose anything.
I didn't lose anything, but it's to know that I could be smiling.
Well, I put up a new episode yesterday. Go check it out. Just search for 25 Whistles wherever you listen to your podcast. All right, next up, here's Betsy in Massachusetts.
I have a morning corny. What do you call a knight too afraid to fight? Surrender. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Good one.
I like that.
Surrender.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, Bobby, if your favorite band told you to put away your phone during their show, would you?
Yeah, I don't keep my phone up anyway. I'll take a couple pictures and maybe an Instagram story, but I don't really care to watch other people's, so I don't think people care to watch mine.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would. But also, I'd be like, hey, Papaw, why are you telling me to put the phone away? I would, but it's like, really only old people do that.
I know a lot of artists sometimes, well, not
but the
a
phone's
lot.
Part of the experience now. It's just, it wasn't whenever some of these artists were young, so they think it shouldn't be for other young people.
Right. But I think that a lot of artists feel this way, but a band called Placebo is specifically asking their fans not to film or take pictures at their shows. Instead, they want them to, quote, be here and now and in the present and enjoy the moment.
Okay, but counterpoint, what if they take pictures and post them online and it's just an advertisement for you guys?
They don't want that.
Yes, but phones now are as much a part of the experience as anything for people that are 35 and younger. It's just how they've always grown up. And if you go, no, man, I don't like phones. Okay, that's fine. But you're old. Thank you.
Yeah.
I said what I said. And I love phones. Go ahead.
A couple found $800,000 worth of rare gold coins hidden under their kitchen floor. They got a house. They were renovating it. They started digging. They thought they found something. There was an electrical cord. They followed it. Then, boom, they found this little can, a cup size, like a soda can. They opened it up. There was coins dating back to 1610 and 1727.
Wow. That will be fun to have because it doesn't feel like that's Mexico drug runners.
Right. Yes. That's like pirates.
Mm-hmm. You know you're good.
Yeah, unless there's like a group of rogue pirates still out avenging the...
looking for their coins.
We're looking for our... Yes. X marks this spot. It's under the house.
But how awesome would that be?
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. I guess they kept it, right?
I think so, yeah. They went and, you know, got it, you know, what do you call it?
Appraised?
Yes. I was going to say estimated, but appraised. And they found out it's worth that, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I guess if I'd found a bucket of cash, though, I would have been scared to share because I got cartel stuff.
A little different.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy shows up in a suit with a patch on, though, like, I'm here to sell you some encyclopedias. I watch out because he's looking for that money.
I will say get multiple estimates because they were first told it'd be about $200,000 and then it turns out it was actually $800,000.
Love it.
Dustin Lynch is not in a relationship and I guess...
Thank God. Oh man, I was wondering. I woke up this morning and I was like, I sure hope there's breaking news about Dustin Lynch's relationship. Go ahead.
Well, I guess it's kind of bothering him. He told Taste of Country Nights, quote, I wish I could say I'm off the market, but I'm not. I'm lonely.
Well, you can say it. You can just lie. If you wish you could say it, you could say it, but he's also not lonely. Maybe he's lonely for like a long-term partner, but Dustin Lynch ain't lonely if Dustin Lynch doesn't want to be lonely. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I know what you're saying.
Well, apparently he's a sucker for brunettes with light eyes, so if you fit that, maybe you know, send him a message.
Is this an ad?
Yeah, I mean, what is this?
No, it's an article that I saw.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
Some of our listeners bizarre. Might appreciate
just
to know.
Bizarre. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week, someone was walking down the sidewalk on the south side of Detroit, looks over in the road and is like, man, that looks like a wallet. Goes over there, picks the wallet up. $2,600 in cold, hard cash. And the person's like, man, I don't know what to do with this wallet.
Why'd you rub your hands together when you were saying that?
Because I'm like,
you're thinking about what you would do.
I'm like, $2,600.
Lunchbox is rubbing his hands together like he's about to do something shady. Go ahead.
And I'm thinking, like, I'm looking around, there's no one there. But this person went and found a police officer and said, hey, I found this wallet. Hopefully you can track down the owner. And so the police officer went through it, had a couple of things of identification, and got it back to the owner.
What would you have done?
Well, the person remained anonymous, so it's a guy or a girl that found it. Only got a gift card somewhere. Doesn't say how much the gift card was.
Could have been $1 million.
Yeah, probably not. So I probably would have taken $500.
Taken it without asking.
Well, yeah, because if you're not going to give me a reward.
But you didn't know you weren't getting a reward.
I know, but that's why you always say, oh, no, if you take the $500 and then they offer you a reward, no, I don't need a reward. Don't worry about it.
Then
you're
giving it back to them in a way.
Yeah.
Like a rebate almost.
Proactive. Yes.
Yeah. It's just you're proactively taking the, so it's not that awkward, like, do they give me a reward or not? They already gave you the reward and they have no idea.
You know what? I like the story that you read us.
Yeah, but don't you think it's a little bit like, hey, give me a reward. It's okay.
You don't do it for the reward. You do it because what if it happened to you and you would want that money back if you needed it for a mortgage, that type situation.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like earlier this year, I found a guy's soccer ball at the soccer field. Had his number on it. I kept it for a month. He didn't give me a reward.
You never gave it back in your version of the story.
What?
Did you ever give it back?
Oh, yeah, I gave it back.
Okay, you never said, he's like, I never got a reward. We never gave it back.
Yeah, I held
it's
it for
a soccer ball.
Okay, still costs money.
He probably said, thank you. That was the reward.
He did.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail from Steve and Ashley, who live in Nashville.
We're having a little bit of a disagreement. I just watched the trailer for Holiday Harmony, that Amy's debut film. I think this movie's about extortion. My wife thinks that I'm not right, and I think they're extorting this young lady of her talents just to get her car fixed. Anyway, that's my opinion. I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, Movie Mike, you saw it.
Yeah.
Are they extorting her?
I mean, you could kind of put it that way.
What's the plot where she has to...
She breaks down in this town, and then she goes to work at the school to pay for the repair.
In Oklahoma.
And they say, we're not going to fix your car until you give us the money.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you can work it off now.
It does feel weird.
That sounds fair, though.
You think for the holiday that someone would go, I'll fix your car, just mail us a check back.
Yeah.
But then it's the job that she has.
No, I get why it makes a movie. I'm just saying, if someone's like, I need to get home, I need my car fixed, and the mechanic... wasn't like, you know what?
We'll there's like it. Kids involved. It's
no,
cute.
I'm sure there's a that makes the movie good. It just feels weird. The mechanic just wouldn't fix the car. You know what I mean?
That's Brooke Shields. She's the mechanic.
Well, it gets crazier and crazier. Okay, thank you for that voicemail. Let's go over and do the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do sweet potatoes wear to bed?
What do sweet potatoes wear to bed?
Yummies. Yummies, like jammies.
Ooh. That was the morning corny.
Golly.
I would have gone pajamas or something, you know?
That might be the worst one we've ever heard.
What? I like that one. Oh, my gosh.
Possibly.
I'll do, here.
The worst one we've, no.
Okay, I'll do another
just
one.
Just start gobbling.
No, Thanksgiving.
That's how to get out of one.
No. I'll do another one.
Okay, just do it. Go ahead.
Okay, did you hear about the turkey fight? He got the stuffing knocked out of him.
Okay.
That was the morning corny.
I'm going to credit this to it just being almost Thursday and being out of turkey jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just scraping. You know.
What smells the best on Thanksgiving?
Won't you tell me?
Your nose.
Okay. Morgan is newly single. Did you tell your parents you were single?
Yeah. My mom was the first one to know.
Did she tell you to break it off or...
No, my mom just kind of lets me do my thing, and she guides me with advice and helps me get through it.
How many dates total since you broke up?
I've had 2 dates. Same guy.
Oh.
Oh. Wow,
oh,
okay.
Man.
Getting serious.
No.
Wow, right at it. Same guy, huh?
No, it was just a fault. He wanted a third, but no.
But wait, you're going to say no, though? Yeah. Is it going good?
No. It was fine, and he's a really nice guy. He's just not my guy.
Okay. That's fair.
Is that like a gut feeling or something happened?
Yeah, gut feeling. And just, you know, I'm paying attention to signs. Every time I go on a date, I'm like texting my therapist. I'm like, hey, are these the right flags? She's like, you're good. You're doing great.
He's ugly, huh?
No, he was actually really attractive. No, he's ugly. But red flags.
Mm-hmm, I hear ugly. I don't know what I hear, but.
I want to know one of the flags.
Okay, yeah, what's a flag? Him specifically, but yeah. Just like, what's a flag?
Okay, this is just a flag is if they treat people rudely, like yeah, any type that. Of person, well, yeah. Strangers yeah, sure. Around them, anything like
punch
that.
Punch a homeless person out. Right?
It's a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Or like, yeah,
kick a waiter.
To a server.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Spit on a dog. Mm-hmm. Hate all that.
Yes.
Okay, that's a pretty easy mm-hmm. one. Why, has it happened before? And maybe not in your last relationship, but in general, where you like have to watch out for people being rude to other people?
No, but I dated a guy who didn't like animals as much as I did. Like, I would rescue a dog from the side of the road and he would not let me. That kind of thing. So that was a red flag.
Mm-hmm. So are you getting guys hitting you up in your DMs now?
I am, because Lunchbox told people to slide in my DMs.
No,
and
they're getting weird.
I
asked you, is your DMs open? You said yes. That's
no,
all.
I said no. I said don't slide in the DMs.
So people have been direct messaging Morgan on her Instagram. Do you have some of them over there?
Yeah, I do.
All right, go ahead. Give me one of them.
This guy said, God, shrink me down and eat me.
What?
I don't understand.
Shrink me down
either.
And eat me?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. All right, next.
Oof. Thought princesses like you only existed in fairy tales.
I like that one.
What's wrong with that? Mm.
Is it too corny?
Yeah, it's too corny. And it's trying a little hard.
And also, that's probably Control-C, Control-V. You're just pasting it onto a bunch of girls. It's not specific at all. It could be anybody. Not that you're not a princess in a fairy tale, but it doesn't seem like that was written just this one time. All right, go ahead.
So how can I apply for husband?
What's wrong with that?
Too corny?
Not too corny, but definitely like... A little watching the confidence cocky level because like you just assume you're gonna be my husband one day.
Wait, would you
don't you
have
want
someone
yeah. confident?
I want someone confident, not cocky, and that's a fine line.
Next one.
Okay, I'm moving to Nashville so you can finally be with a real man and never break your heart.
Okay.
I mean, they're coming on strong.
What? No,
I guess they have to though to get seen.
Yeah.
Because you're just in the notion of DMs for all sorts of things, not even for like her.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Heart. Would you prefer her to go? Excuse me. Hi. Is it okay if I speak to you? Like, I mean, I don't understand.
Go ahead, Morgan.
And then another one. These were three separate texts in one. Those legs. Period. Those feet. Period. Heart eye emoji.
Okay. Red flag. For sure.
Feet fetish.
The heart eye emoji. Yeah. So, have you replied to any DMs that have reached out to you romantic? None?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to?
What is the perfect guy? No. The perfect guy.
And he goes, hi, I just want to say hi to you.
Yeah. Excuse me.
I think the perfect guy, if he were sliding in my DMs in that way, would be just natural and say hi, whether he's hurt, if he's going to be honest, like, hey, I heard what's happening on the show. You and I seem like we'd get along great. I'd love to take you out for some coffee. Let me know if you have some time. Or a really easy one to get my attention is say something about my dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great in. It's like, your dog is so cute. We should take our dogs for a walk together. I've had guys slide into my dog's Instagram DM.
That's pretty good. That's next level thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this guy that you're now not interested in, he's the one that brought the doggy toy.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. He brought a gift, the dog toy. Mm-hmm. But did it squeak? Did he pay the extra nickel?
Yeah, it squeaked.
That's a squeaker right now. Oh, man, you're letting go of a good one. Okay, so we're back to square zero.
Yeah. I'm still on dating apps, though.
Multiple?
Two.
What's your favorite one?
I don't think I have a favorite.
But you're on two.
Mm-hmm. I think they're just there.
Are you on Tinder?
No, I'm not on Tinder.
No, let me guess.
I know Hinge is one of them.
Yeah, Hinge Bumble. Is one of them. No.
No, Hiya.
What?
What is Hiya? Hiya?
Are you on Hiya?
Wait.
I think he's trying to say Raya.
That's the one I was talking about. I don't know what it is. I've heard of it.
Are you on that one?
Raya's trouble.
What? And honestly, I don't like it. That's why I say I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, that one. No, I have a favorite, Hinge.
No,
yeah.
I was third. It's very entertaining over there.
Yeah, stay off that one.
Yeah.
Stay off that one. Stay off that one. That one will get you in trouble. Okay, Morgan, good luck.
Oh, thank you.
We're rooting for you. And remember, slide into Morgan's DMs.
Oh, and gosh. Say, hey, she's you
no,
got
slide
a lot
into her dog's DMs. That's what it
say,
is.
Say, a lot in common, and you want to go for coffee.
She gives you the perfect playbook.
Yeah, that's exactly
what like, this is what I would do. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it like not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon. The best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. A voicemail from Cindy in Virginia.
Morning, studio. Just started watching Snake in the Grass on Peacock. I'm super stoked because I don't have cable. Anyways, just so...
She was so excited, she must have ran to the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but if you have Peacock... My show, Snake in the Grass, is now up there. Very exciting. Amy, what did you watch? Another Christmas movie?
Well, I have Christmas movies playing all the time at my house now. They're just on rotation. Sometimes I don't even know the name of one that's playing, but I looked up yesterday, and this girl had her first kiss. She was an adult, though, probably 30 or so, and she only got it because she was under the mistletoe.
And then it got me.
It was in a movie.
It was in the movie. Yeah. And it just got me thinking about first kisses. And then also kissing under the mistletoe with someone you don't know. Like, does that ever really happen?
Well, that'd get you in trouble now.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's just standing there under some accidental mistletoe and you go up and just kiss them, like in the 50s, that might have worked.
Yeah.
But now, that ain't good. There's a hashtag for that.
Uh-huh.
So don't do that. Secondly, I don't really know anybody who hangs mistletoe anymore.
Yeah. Have you ever used mistletoe to get a kiss?
No.
Oh.
No, nobody wanted to kiss me. No.
Well, that's how you would have gotten the kiss.
Yeah. You hold it up and you run up over them and be like, hey, we're under the mistletoe.
I don't think anyone's bound to that. It's not like a legal obligation, I don't feel. First kiss is a pretty traumatic thing for me, though, too. I was 15 or so, and we were playing Spin the Bottle in Kansas City, Missouri, and I'd never kissed anybody. Maybe it's 13. Maybe it's 19. I don't know. It wasn't 19. It felt like it was 19. And it landed on the girl and me, and then she was like, I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it. I want to quit the game.
Oh.
Mm. Oh.
I know, that's hard.
And I was like, wait, what? She's like, I'm not going to kiss you. I'm going to quit the game. You're going to quit the game? Instead of, but you know what? To her credit, she did. She didn't quit. She gave me a kiss, and she, like, vomited. She was like, oh.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You were that bad?
Who knew? Because she was doing that before she even got there.
Dang, dude.
That is traumatic.
It's traumatic. That's my first kiss.
Yeah.
So they ain't making a Christmas movie about that, I promise you. Yours?
I was, 7th or 8th grade, and I was spending the night at my friend Kinsey's house, and his name is Shay. He rollerbladed over with our other friend Tom, and we kissed in her driveway. That was it.
He wanted to, though?
Yeah.
Man, you guys are so lucky.
We were boyfriend and girlfriend, but, like, we hadn't kissed yet, and then they rollerbladed over and blah, blah, blah. And then we went inside, and that was it.
So lucky.
He left.
Your first kiss was somebody that wanted to do it. Eddie?
5th grade, man.
What?
At the skate park, it was like the little roller rink or whatever, and I just went for it. It wasn't like a French kiss. It was like a little peck, but that was my first one ever. And I liked the girl because she kind of looked like Joe Montana. Isn't that weird?
Yes. Hold on a second.
Yeah. I was such a big Joe Montana fan.
Let me think
about
this for a second.
Okay. Oh.
You liked a girl because she looked like number 16 for the San Francisco 49ers quarterback Joe Montana.
I was such a Joe Montana fan.
How did she look like Joe Montana?
Just picture Joe Montana, man. She kind of looked like that.
But you were in 5th grade.
Wow.
So how could she be?
Like her face was?
Her face, yeah. Uh-huh. Blonde hair, blue eyes, Joe Montana. I'm like, well, I like Joe Montana. I like her. Let's go for it.
Why not? It's a double win, I guess. Now that I think about it, it makes all the sense. Lunchbox?
5th grade, truth or dare, over at Brooke Williams' house. And Jackson said, I dare you to French kiss Kelly. And he was like, this is how you do it. And he French kissed Brooke, and he goes, now do it. So me and Kelly put our tongues in each other's mouth.
Oh, gosh. On earth. We don't need the details.
All right.
Listen to this. Doctors suspected that this 2-year-old in Oregon had a blood cancer. They just kept doing all these tests. They were like, okay, we think it's blood cancer. We can't really find it. But it turns out the kid was just drinking too much milk.
Oh.
The boy started drinking 30 to 40 ounces of milk a day at age 1. About 24 is max, they say. Milk inhibits the body's ability to absorb iron, and the boy's hemoglobin level was only half of what it should have been. But they had gone through all these tests, and they were like, we think it's blood cancer.
That's a lot of milk.
That's a lot of milk, but that's what it did, and they made the kid sick. Drinking cow's milk at 1 year old, he started to be fatigued, fussy, and more prone to tantrums. I don't even drink that much milk, and I do all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's your problem?
I can tell you that ain't just a milk issue. But I'd never heard of such thing.
Uh-uh.
Drinking milk, so much milk. You're not supposed to do so much of anything. I don't care what it is. Too much exercise is bad for you. Too much milk, too much anything. Too much to do, too much to do. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation.
If he stuck to 12 ounces of milk, he'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. I don't do anything in moderation, so I'm kind of lecturing myself when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I had a mirror when I was saying that.
Yeah, and I keep telling myself that too much exercise is not good for you. So
you don't do anything.
I just don't do it.
Oh, I got
you. Know what I mean?
Slippery slope.
Too much is bad for you.
Yeah, but slippery slope, because if you start doing, you do one exercise, the next thing you do, Eddie, you're doing it all the time, right? Good for you.
Thank you, man.
Good for
Thank you
for looking out for you. There's a ghost patient who walks through the doors at a hospital. What you see in the security footage is the security guard welcoming the patient to the hospital, getting up with his clipboard, offering him a wheelchair, talking with him for a while, and then letting her into the lobby. That patient had died the day before. But in the video, the security video, you just see him and there's no other human, but he's doing all that. So
Stop it.
What?
No. Come on. What's really happening?
No, that.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Only the security guard is visible in the video.
So the security guard said he was talking to the patient?
Mm-hmm. And said he did the whole thing.
And the surveillance shows no one?
No one.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
So it's one of two things. It's one, either there was the ghost patient who died yesterday who came back, I don't know, to get her purse. I don't know why she's coming back to the hospital of all places. Or two, he's playing a joke on everybody.
Or I was going to say he's a little tipsy on the job.
And he thought he was talking about
I don't know. That's more than tipsy.
That's like wasted.
That's hallucination. Yeah.
That's not tipsy.
Yeah, that's full hallucination.
Okay, maybe.
So, but maybe, but he goes through the whole process. Well, you know me, I'm not a big believer in that. Mm-hmm. But I also can't tell you it didn't happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just something to think about. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but something to think about. It is time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A man who wrote a demand note while robbing a bank has now pleaded guilty because they got him because he used his birth certificate to write the note. What's happening here?
What an idiot.
Then you have to wonder, can he even go to jail? To do something that dumb, is he even competent enough to stand trial and go to jail? Because it's as dumb as it gets.
That's pretty dumb.
It's not even a bill, which would have been dumb. You take an envelope or a bill from your house, you write a note in the back of it, you hand it over. Borderline. Use a birth certificate?
Where do you find that, too?
Exactly.
I don't know where my birth certificate is.
Does he just have it laying around?
In his picture, when he took the mugshot, he's got a tattoo going in the middle of his neck. And he's making a face like someone is shocking him. In the picture. It's bizarre. So he was placed at the scene of the crime by his ankle monitor, which he was wearing for an earlier offense.
Oh, boy.
According to a report, a white man with tattoos on both his arms spotted at the Bank of America in Springfield, Missouri. He presented a note to the teller at the counter that was written in pink highlighter on his birth certificate, and he demanded money. From the Daily Mail, a 20-foot Nile crocodile that locals have named Gustave is said to have eaten 300 people over the years, and no one seems to know where this alligator is or how to find it.
What?
Experts say the croc could be as old as 100 years old, and National Geographic says that records of his attacks go back to 1987. Multiple people have spotted him over the years, recognizing him because of his abnormal size and a scar on top of his head. He is a monster. You go to the zoo and you see a big one, ain't nothing.
He's huge?
He is huge. But if he's so big, how can they not find him?
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a human in there that's killing their enemies in a crocodile suit. That was my theory when I read the story.
Crocodile suit.
Yeah. That's why they can't find him, because as soon as he's done killing, he takes the suit off and hides in the closet. Again, multiple people have spotted him, but they can't find him. There are bullet wounds apparently in him from where hunters have shot at and hit him but not killed him. There have been no confirmed sightings super recently, but locals fear that Gustave is still in the water and waiting for his next kill.
What? And have they seen him eat the people, or these people just go missing and they assume?
Well, there are 300. I don't know.
This dude's killed 300 people?
Dude.
Oh, I mean, Gustave's a dude.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
He's a legend.
Hey, Gustave is that dude.
Yeah, he's a dude.
He's not just a dude. He's that dude. You know what I mean? He is him. This thing it's like a horror movie, alligator.
Uh-huh.
Or crocodile. It's so big. The publisher of Bob Dylan's latest book is offering to refund people who bought a signed copy after getting caught using an automated signature shortcut.
Dang.
900 copies of Dylan's book, The Philosophy of Modern Song, were billed as hand-signed, but it turns out the books were not signed by Dylan himself, but with an auto pen, and it isn't worth nearly as much as the collector would have if it were the actual signature. They tweeted out an apology and announced everyone who bought the limited edition book would receive an immediate refund. From ultimateclassicrock.com. I know people who use these pens. I never have, never would. That's why mine is so sloppy. Because I'm just like...
Yeah.
Here's what it sounds like when I sign something. So I would never do that because I believe people are paying if they're paying. But there are a lot of people in this world who do that.
Is that on Dylan?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I don't understand because they just mentioned the author. That's really weird.
It's a great point if they're doing it without his knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who had knowledge of it, though.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. They may have been like, Bob, what do you think? Nah, you think you should.
We don't understand him.
No, I think he said go ahead and do it. That's a Bob Dylan impression for everybody out there.
That's pretty good.
Clemson football loss led a fan to a $150,000 lottery win. It's rare when your team losing leads to you winning, but that's what happened to Jacob Strickland. He was watching his Clemson Tigers lose to Notre Dame earlier this month, and during the game, he joked with his friends that we should get lottery tickets because our luck could not get any worse. The 29-year-old bought a $3 quick pick using his phone right before the drawing, and he hit for $150,000. After taxes, $106,000 cash money. That's from the New York Post.
That's awesome.
Some people have all the luck. Just don't get it.
Yeah, it's a pretty big loss, though. That's a tough loss for Clemson.
The football part?
Mm-hmm. That's all I think about. That's their one loss.
The lottery.
Yeah. Jay Leno released from a hospital 9 days after suffering severe burns, and I saw a picture of him with all the nurses. He looks... It doesn't look good.
A lot of scars, man.
Yeah, his face is burnt up. Eesh. He's out. He's okay. Yeah, but it does not look good for sure, so we hope he gets better. A woman undergoes heart surgery. Oh, excuse me. Let me do this again. A woman undergoes surgery on her uterus, wakes up with no kidneys.
Oh!
What? That's not even close to each other.
A woman who went into a private clinic to have her uterus surgically removed woke up from the procedure to find out that both her kidneys had been stolen. Back in September, she went to a private clinic to have her uterus surgically removed, but the doctors there disappeared after they took her kidneys. She was rushed to the hospital because her condition had started deteriorating after her original operation to have her uterus removed apparently didn't work. But then when she got there, they were like, no, you're missing kidneys.
Wow.
Is she still alive?
She required dialysis to survive. They found the clinic that she went to was not registered, and the doctor's qualifications appear to be fake. Both suspects have been on the run since the incident. But one of them was caught after they ran.
Whoa.
Sounds like she's alive. They didn't say she died.
I didn't realize you could have no kidneys and still be breathing. I
think you have to be on a machine, huh?
Is that what dialysis is?
Don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
People say that.
I know nothing. I just act like I know stuff too. In sports, the United States played in the World Cup yesterday and they tied this Wales.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the fact that they tied, is that the what?
How do we not beat them 30-0? We should beat Wales in Wales trivia. That's how we should beat Wales at everything. What happened?
It was a sad day.
I mean, that was our one win for sure.
No, Iran should be our one win for sure. But now we're in big trouble, and it was a very sad day, and it was rough to give up the PK in the 82nd minute.
Nobody knows what that means.
What's a PK?
The penalty kick that gave up our goal.
Got it.
And let them tie the game, and I can't believe we tied.
I don't know anything about soccer, but I know stuff about America. We don't like losing to countries that are the size of Mount Pine, Arkansas.
Well,
We didn't lose.
Yeah, I felt like it, though. That's why it feels like it in my heart.
It does. It feels like we got kicked in the stomach.
So, any chance we now win the World Cup?
Yeah, we're still going to win.
Okay.
Beat England on Friday and then beat Iran, we'll move on.
We don't play till Friday?
What? You know how long? They need some rest, man.
I watched the Razorbacks play basketball last night. You know what? They're playing again tonight.
Yeah, Maui.
Arkansas and Creighton. That's right.
Saw that.
You know what we do in America? We play the next day. We get up and go to work. We get our lunch pail. We pack it. We go to work the next day.
No. Football, you take a week off. Soccer, you take 4 days off. It's a lot of miles on those legs.
Yeah.
They do run a lot.
Oh, that's true.
So do basketball players.
Well, that's true.
And they jump. That's all I'm going to say. And they use their hands. The Warren Brothers are on the latest edition of the Bobbycast. The Warren Brothers, they're literal brothers, Brad and Brett. They've written a ton of number ones. They wrote Red Solo Cup, which was actually never a number one, and they recorded it as a joke. They were never going to put this out as a song or even send it to an artist, and they talked about how the version that Toby Keith heard was just a one-take demo where they just got around a microphone and made it kind of funny.
Wound up getting to Toby Keith, and he said, "I just want the music to that without the vocals on it, because that's exactly what the record's going to be." And we're like, "We don't have a version.
You didn't record it in tracks.
We didn't do it. It's one mic." So he said, "All right, we'll put that in your ears and just leave the just leave out the lead vocal." And so literally, our chairs are squeaking. Jim Beavers is making funny noises. Brett's going, "Yeah," in some part of it. Brett Beavers is playing a banjo, and that's the record. That sloppy one take around the mic is the record.
They talked about how Tim McGraw said, "I want to record Highway Don't Care." And that's the one with Keith Urban and Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And forever, he just held it. Just forever.
Yeah, but we wrote it as a duet. When Tim said he was going to get Taylor Swift to do it, then it took a while. Tim, just do it with somebody else. Just do it with somebody else because we wanted to get it out there. And then finally when Taylor sang out, we're like, oh, God, thank God.
Tim said, "Hey, I'm cutting another one of your songs." We're like, great. I went home and told my wife. And she's like, "Oh, congratulations." And then I told her, Keith Urban's on it. And I think it's going to be a single to radio. Well, cool. Then we'll get paid. And then I said, and I think it's a duet with Taylor Swift. My wife looks up and she goes, "We are painting the house."
So check out the new Bobbycast with the Warren Brothers. It is fantastic. Podcast the Bobbycast wherever you podcast. That is your news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
So there are these parents, and they have a 22-year-old son, and he is put into a coma, right? But his parents say, we want to save his sperm to have grandkids.
Mm-mm. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
So he ends up dying, but they saved his sperm. And so they go to the judge, and they're like, yo, we need the sperm. We want to have grandkids with our son's sperm. Now, let me read you all this to make sure I'm not messing anything up, but I read it last night. The parents of a dead student have lost their legal battle to have his sperm frozen so they could potentially have a grandchild. After hearing an urgent application in the court of protection while the 22-year-old man was in a coma, Mr. Justice Poole ruled. I don't say what he ruled yet. We'll get to that. What do you think here? Well, if you were the judge,
these
parents have a 22-year-old son and they say, we want a grandchild. We'd like to have his sperm. You're the judge. You have the gavel. Eddie, what do you say?
Oh, I'm going to have to say no. I feel like we're messing with stuff right now. Like, it's just...
Messing with stuff?
Messing with fate, messing with things that were meant to be. Like, I don't like it. I really would have to think about this for a long time because it does sound weird on the surface, but then if I put myself in that situation, wouldn't I want that? I'd like to have my son's grandkids. I'd like to have grandkids for my son, you know? Like, I'd like to have that. But it does sound weird, so I'm going to say no for it right now.
Judge Eddie says no.
Mm-mm.
Amy?
I wouldn't have to think about it long at all. Unless the son declared that's what he wanted before he died and he had it in writing, then absolutely not. They don't get his sperm.
Lunchbox?
Give him the kid. Who's it hurting? I mean, it's letting them carry on the legacy of their family, their child. It is hurting nobody. The guy is, you know, in a coma or whatever.
He's dead.
He's dead, so... Yeah. You just let him have the kid. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, all right,
It ain't their sperm.
Right.
They don't own even the kid.
Oh, man.
Much less the kid's kid. Mm-hmm. You can't go create something from him unless he gave them express written permission. It's like recording an old baseball game back in the 90s. You need express written commission. Express written.
They would say that.
Yeah, whatever. Consent. They don't have it, so it ain't theirs. I get they would want it, but even then... But you want to create a kid that's not yours out of sperm that's not yours. You don't even own the kid, and he's your kid, but he's not yours.
But it is your DNA.
You got to mom, and then who's raising the kid? And
they'll probably raise
they
it.
They probably will.
Yeah, they'd raise it.
The
judge said no, we're not allowing that. He said it would undermine the regulatory provisions of the Human Fertilization and Embryology Act of 1990 for allowing for sperm to be frozen in a case where there is little or no evidence that the person dying would have consented. So, but that's a tough one, and it does make you think about it, but yeah, it's not theirs.
And the fact that there's already a law for that, that's pretty cool. Like, we didn't know that.
It must have been a case before where this happened. Even if someone said, I'm dying and I want to leave the sperm to them, that could have actually been the thing that created that case to go, you have to actually do this for it to happen.
You would have made your verdict pretty quick.
Yeah, I'd have been like, all right, what's your case? What's your case? Old lady, you don't own the sperm, you don't own him.
Yeah.
Wow. Well.
Sorry for your loss. Out. No sperm for you. No sperm for you. And I'd done a Seinfeld impression that the young people wouldn't have gotten. Mm-hmm. Soup Nazi. So, yeah, I saw that and thought I'd talk about that for a second. Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player, has the most followers on Instagram. 500 million followers.
It's crazy. Unbelievable.
500 million followers.
How cool is that?
Was he the one that posted a video a while back where, like, he posted something and he left his notifications on and his... And he screenshotted his phone, and it was just like all like the notifications coming out.
The smoke didn't start coming out of that phone.
Sure.
If that were the case, can you believe 500 million? Even when I go look at like Selena Gomez, like because I watched Only Murders in the Building. She's great in that show.
Yeah, she's
never really been a big Selena Gomez fan because like her stuff just wasn't made for me. But then I watched that show, and it was so good. And I was like, Dad, I kind of like Selena Gomez. I wonder what she's like on social media. And I go over and she's got just millions and millions and millions. And I have a million followers, but that's easy. I just, you know, boot one occasionally for being an idiot. Other than that, I got to worry about nothing. But they have so many, 500 million. What are you saying, Amy?
Oh, just does anybody in this room follow him? If he's got 500 million.
No.
Yeah. No. Okay.
No.
I would know him if he walked in the room.
Well, yeah.
But I wouldn't see him I wouldn't see a crowd of people and be able to pick him out. Like, he wouldn't be so distinct to me and know him because there's 30 people. But if you walked in, I'd be like, oh, look at there. There's Ronaldo.
He's probably chiseled, right?
Hot. Lunchbox. He's like one of the most good-looking people in the world.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right.
You love soccer. You don't see it?
I see him play soccer. Yeah, I've seen him play.
Is he playing in the World Cup?
Yeah.
Is he good?
He's really good.
How come Messi lost yesterday? Or this morning? Was it this morning?
This morning.
I don't know. They're all playing on weird times in the World Cup. And I like Lionel Messi, I think. Yeah. And so he lost.
Shocking. One of the biggest upsets in World Cup history.
What's up with the Chrisleys? They're going to jail? Both of them?
They are going to prison, dude.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. He's going 12 years.
So I saw that they were both guilty. They went to court and got their verdict yesterday.
Yeah, they got their sentencing, and it's for bank fraud and tax evasion.
Oh, sentencing. It's not the verdict. They already had the verdict.
They were already guilty. So he's 12 years, and she's going for 7. Uh-huh. So 19 years total.
So how long is he really going to serve? 3 or 4?
That's a great question. I had this discussion with my wife last night, and so we were like, so I'll be out in 1 or 2?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Good behavior.
Well, is there any chance that they don't actually have to go? Or they do, they have to stay in their fancy house instead of go to jail?
House arrest?
I think what will happen, because they have like a 16-year-old, so maybe one will go to prison, another one will stay home with the kid.
For a 16-year-old? Maybe for an 8-year-old?
Wait, why does that happen for them and not everyone else?
No, I don't think if both parents, I think they have to make them, maybe, I don't know.
There's no way. If both parents will go to jail.
Yeah, what if both parents are like murderers and like, you know what, we're going to leave you out because...
They got to raise a kid.
Let's flip a coin. Right.
I don't think it works that way.
But isn't there a grandma? She can take care of him.
Yeah, but they're going to appeal, I guarantee you. So it'll be drawn out. So I don't think they're going to prison anytime soon, but they're going to the slammer.
But like the slammer or the
they're going to Martha Stewart.
With the tennis court.
That'd be fun for me anyway. I just like to go do that one.
Stop. Right, you get locked
take
up.
Take a break.
You don't have to do anything.
They don't do like bad stuff in there?
No.
In the tennis court one?
It's like white collar prison.
Hey, that's what people say we ain't been.
Exactly.
I don't care how white collar it is. If you're locked somewhere, it ain't good. Hey, so what did they, like, do you know what they did? Like, I read fraud and
tax evasion.
But what though specifically?
Because it had to be bad.
And also, he came and guest hosted the show with
us. He was sitting right here in Lunchbox.
And when I was walking out, I remember him going, hey, man, did he help you with your money? And I was like, no.
No, he didn't. He did not.
They submitted fake documents to secure more than $30 million in loans. They used fake statements to rent houses. Mm. This is crazy.
Did you run out?
Well, I don't know what all this means. Uh-huh. So I'm just
give it a try.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, break it down. No,
what, Amy? Go ahead.
I don't know. How do you even think of this stuff? Like
somebody that knows how to do it and has done it successfully tells you. Oh. And most of the times, if you're smart, you get away with it. Oh. That's the thing. People who get caught don't get caught because they're doing something wrong. They're doing something wrong either the first time or they're doing it dumb.
Or they get away with one or two and then they try to keep going.
Yeah, and then they just start building that wealth and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm getting away with
it. Yeah, but those people are usually, they get better at it as they go.
Yeah, well, you know how they got caught?
Uh-uh.
He was having a relationship with a dude on his staff.
Supposedly?
No.
Oh, no, not supposedly.
Oh, no, that
allegedly?
Person has come out, yeah.
He's the one that came out.
I'm still going to go allegedly for giggles. Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, allegedly, and said, listen, once the relationship ended, he was like, this is what happened. And he told all about how they were committing bank fraud and wire fraud.
Oh.
And he was a scorned ex-lover.
Scorned.
According to U.S. Attorney Buchanan, the charges and other information presented in court, Todd and Julie Chrisley conspired to defraud community banks in the Atlanta area to obtain more than $36 million in personal loans.
It's just
banana. Did they want to pay it back? Did they have?
I don't know.
Did
I don't
they
know.
Try to pay it back.
What are you doing with that much? What do you need that much in loans for? Mansion here, mansion there.
Is that because they didn't have the money that they wanted people to think they had?
I don't know.
They get caught up in the moment. They want to be bigger and more famous, and their son got in a car wreck this weekend.
Oh, yeah, no. I saw.
Oh god.
You know what I thought?
They put it out today to take away from the headline.
Yeah, they did it. He did it on purpose.
Oh, what? I don't know about that. No. I thought when it came out this
allegedly.
Morning, it was after that. Because he's okay, right?
Yeah.
But it was after that, so it could kind of take away from the headline.
It was like, oh, he got in a wreck 2 days ago. He was injured. But his truck ran into another truck or something.
I wonder if they got caught for $36 million, how much they really get.
Right.
That's always what I think about people who get caught for something. It's like us. We were kids. Most of the time, you got away with stuff. When they finally caught you, it's because you'd done something a bunch of times. And some of the stuff you never even actually were able to tell. At least my friend said that. I was a really good kid. I don't know. I wish I had those stories. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Let's go to Lisa in Louisiana. Lisa, appreciate you calling. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Driving to work.
Well, what can I do for you?
I just wanted to speak about the Chrisley case.
Yes.
Because it's a federal crime, they will serve 85% of their time.
Wow. They can't get out of that? Wow.
Nope.
Wow. That is shocking to me.
They cannot.
What about good behavior?
Yeah.
Or extra episodes of the reality show?
That's good behavior. Mm. 85, that's, if you're good the whole time, then you only have to serve 85% of your time. I was sentenced to 5 years, 60 months. I served 52 months.
How is that, by the way? I'm sure it's not good, but the first weekend, are you like, this is never going to end? I'm going to be here forever?
Yes, it's horrible. It's horrible. Of course you file appeals and all that, but once I lost my appeal, it was like, make the best of it. You're here, nothing you can do, you know, make the best of it. But it's, you know, it wasn't that bad, but it's bad.
What advice would you give
them?
To your
life on the outside.
Yeah, I bet. What advice would you give the Chrisleys?
I'm sorry, what?
What advice would you give the Chrisleys? Because they're about to serve some time, you know?
Yeah. You don't want the guards to know your name. Because if they know your name and they call you out all the time, that's not a good thing. I can tell you that. You just want to fly under the radar. You don't want to cause any problems. You don't follow the rules. It's like Groundhog Day every day.
While you were in prison... Routine. Were you in one of the ones we see on TV, like a real jail, prison, or one of these like the Chrisleys are going to go to?
No, they're going to go to probably a camp, which is more like a dormitory. The one I was in Bryan, Texas, close to College Station, Bryan College Station. And it used to be an old boys' school, but they turned it into a camp. And it's, you know, you're not allowed to leave the property or anything like that. You have to get jobs. You have to work. You can't just lay in your bed all day. It was a working camp.
What was the most fun thing you got to do your time in prison?
Well, there was nothing fun.
It's a good answer.
Oh, sorry. I mean, you're allowed to, they have workout where you could go work out. We had a track. We had, you know, but I wasn't interested in all that. I had a wonderful, I worked at facilities where I ended up working on the construction team. They had a, you know, plumbing and construction. They have warehouse. They have a place where you, the garage, where you work on the vehicles in the prison. And they had all different, you know, things that you, you could work at laundry. You, you know, they have a ton of janitor jobs because every place has to be clean. They had, you know, their school. They, you could take classes that they offered from Blinn College.
That's where Amy went.
Yeah, my freshman year.
Hey, Amy went to prison school.
No. Yeah.
Hey, so do you feel like you came out rehabilitated?
For me, but there are people that are there that have no, you know, high school diploma, so you could get that. And they offered, like, HVAC classes and different things. Yeah. They had horticulture. I wasn't like interested in any of that.
Four-year university in there. Sounds like you do a lot. What do you feel like you came out rehabilitated?
Well, honestly, I don't feel like I broke the law to have been in there in the first place. The government said I did. And so, you know, I don't feel, I wasn't a habitual type of offender. Mine was considered a drug crime, but honestly, it was more white collar because I was in there for, I used to be a pharmacist, and I was got caught up in a pill mill conspiracy, and I just don't feel like I needed, you know, to be there. I think it's not like I was breaking the law all the time, you know, like
I don't know
how to explain
it. Yeah, I don't really know.
I know you don't.
Yeah, like a pill mill, she was,
I know what a pill mill is, but I don't know what she was, what they say she was doing.
Well,
and she
they said that I should have known that these people that I was filling prescriptions for were selling their drugs on the street instead of taking them. And I don't feel like it was the pharmacist's responsibility to know what people do with their pills after I fill the prescription. But it turns out the doctor was selling the prescriptions. He wasn't really seeing the patients, and they consider when you're caught up in a conspiracy, it's like throwing a fishnet out and catching as many people as you can. And so they just try and flip and flip and flip all these people to turn on each other. And I went to trial because I wasn't going to just surrender my pharmacist license. I worked very hard for it, went to school for a long time.
What do you do now?
Now I take care of horses.
So you can't get your...
I cannot get my license back. Well, I can apply to have it reinstated after I have been off probation for 5 years. So I got out in 2018. I was off of probation in 2020. So in 2025, I can go back to the Texas State Board of Pharmacy and ask them to reinstate it. Do I want to do that? No, not really, because the pharmacy industry has gotten ridiculous, and the whole healthcare industry is horrible.
One final question for you.
I don't want to get back in that.
Yeah, I felt that. One final question for you. Do you ever have, because you were in prison for a long time, do you ever have nightmares and you wake up,
I had nightmares for probably when I got out the first 2 years. I'd wake up and I would realize that I was not in prison. Yeah, I do.
I would.
Oh, my.
Well,
it was very, very traumatic.
I appreciate your insight on this Chrisley topic, and then you sharing your story with us. I don't really know how to feel because I don't know what happened. And
she sounds awesome.
Basically, that's what happened. I mean, the government says, yeah, it is your responsibility, along with the doctor, to make sure that these prescriptions are being filled for a legitimate medical purpose. And the prescriptions that I was filling were from a pain management doctor. And, you know, they...
I do this all day.
It was a whole deal.
Thank you very much. I would do this all day with her.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll call her home.
It's interesting.
It is interesting. Thank you for your call. I guess my question would be, in this case, was she like filling the same people over and over again? Too much? And it doesn't sound like she was, but I don't know. We don't know the facts. Listen, I got to go because now Ray's telling me I got to go to break. But Lunchbox, two people have told on you because you're watching soccer during the show, and obviously you can't be doing that. So you can't be watching games or TV during the show.
No, I'm not.
Eddie
and Mike.
No.
I will say this, you're not right. But two different people have come to me and said, you're watching soccer during the show. You can't watch soccer during the show because Eddie wants to watch Stranger Things. Hey, go ahead, man. Hop on.
I can watch Stranger Things right now.
Why not? If he's watching soccer. So.
Watch some White Lotus. You catch up.
We can't watch any shows or games during the show. Okay. So
who's the tattletale?
It doesn't matter who the tattletale is, but we just can't.
Mike, are you a punk?
It is not Mike. It is not Eddie.
Are you a punk?
But
Scuba,
are you
a punk? And Scuba and Ray, those punks.
It's not Mike. I'm going to tell you this. It ain't Mike. It ain't Eddie. Okay, that's all. No watching games during the show.
Let's just give them the option to stand up and, you know, take credit for
saying. They don't want to, or they would have said it out loud. They didn't
want to. Are they scared?
Yes, they did. I have to go. Ray, have to go? Say.
Yep.
Okay, we got to go. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody. Let's go to the phones and talk to Audrey, who lives in St. Louis. Audrey, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. Hey, I was just calling to ask your opinion about the AMAs. So I saw that Taylor Swift won the Female Country Artist of the Year, and she won a bunch of awards, I think like six of them. And I think she won like the overall Artist of the Year, but I just wanted your opinion about her just in general being nominated still as a country artist in different award shows. I have always been a huge fan of her music. I just don't necessarily think that it's still worth being country because I feel like it kind of takes away from the legitimate country artists who are still putting out country albums now, like Carrie Underwood, I think, and Maren Morris and Miranda Lambert were in that category, and Lainey Wilson.
I gotcha. Here's my answer to that. Her album, Red Taylor's Version, was why she was put into these categories, because it was a country album. And so, and it's also a fan-voted award, and it's also an award show that really is just a TV show. The AMAs don't really mean anything to anybody. The Grammys do, the CMAs do, the ACMs. There are certain ones that are the real ones. The Emmys, the Grammys, the Oscars, in the country world, the CMAs, and the ACMs. That's a lot of letters. Other than that, they're mostly just TV shows that they just kind of act like they're awards that matter. So I saw Taylor win those. And you know what? Red was a country album, so I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you don't see Taylor at the CMA. She was nominated for like song for a CMA for
she
country
was.
Music.
Yeah, she
but
was
she
on
didn't
the-
win because it's an industry voted thing. And I think as much as everybody loves Taylor, who doesn't love Taylor? I think even they recognized and realized that it's probably not, we're not going to give Taylor a country song unless the song was really good. But yeah, that's why. I'm not angry about it. I think Taylor's awesome. And she was nominated for I Bet You Think About Me CMA Awards for, I guess that's Song of the Year? Video of the Year? Yeah. So, that's okay. I'm okay with it. I'm not angry. Anybody angry?
No.
I think if it would all happen and she didn't have anything in the country space, what was the album where it's the
Reputation?
The Polaroid, 1989?
Oh, yeah, 89, yeah.
If she has that and that's it, wins Country Album of the Year, then we're like, okay, there's something wrong there. But that's it. I understand your frustration, though, Audrey. I appreciate that call as well.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Let's go over to Carrie in Texas. Carrie, what's going on? How are you?
Good morning, studio.
Morning. Oh, boy.
She kept talking. I don't know. Yep. I'm confused. Yeah. Yes, Carrie, go ahead.
I wanted to talk to y'all about where the Crawdads sing.
Okay. Don't spoil anything, okay?
Oh, I won't.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to know if y'all have read the book.
No, I haven't read the book. My wife read it. And we were going
to. It was recommended. to me by my seventh grade English teacher in Central America.
Mm, flex on
being I'm 54. You have to read the book, Bobby.
Well, my wife read it, and I said, do I want to read this? And she said, I don't think so. I'm not a big fiction guy. There are some fiction books that grab me. And it's not even that I don't enjoy them. I think I've enjoyed every fiction book I've ever read. But if I get to choose, I want to learn. Like, I want to be able to go, oh, that's not true. In 1612, he actually, you know, that's my thing. And so I don't feel like I get that from fiction books. But I've never read a fiction book that I didn't like, I'll be honest with you. But my wife's like, I don't think you'd want to read the book. And so we just watched the movie.
And now that you've seen the movie, you can't go back and read the book.
That's true.
It just be the same.
But you're saying, and it often is the case, because you spend so much more time with it. The book is usually always better than the movie.
Yeah.
Because you invest weeks or a week of your life with the book and characters, and they live with you longer. Where if you watch a movie, it's an hour and a half. 2 hours. Well, sorry, 2.5 hours.
Now, yeah.
But you think the book's really good, Carrie?
Oh, yes, it's excellent. It is beyond anything I've ever read.
Well, I liked the movie. Thought the movie was good. So did Eddie.
Oh, the movie's awesome.
Yeah, we gave it 4. Might give it 4 out of 5, too.
Yeah, the movie was good, but the book is so much better.
but
it always is.
Every time.
It always is. Thank you, Carrie. Hope you have an awesome day. I appreciate that call.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yeah, you too. Hope you have a great, safe Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye-bye. One more call. Eric in Alabama is on the phone. Eric, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, man?
You're on the air. What do you want to say?
Lunchbox, dude. Just do the right thing, man.
Do the right thing, man.
What is he talking about?
Just life.
Could be a list of things. Yeah.
Do the right thing.
It's just like a broad statement.
Make that your motto. Mm-hmm.
Look, morning studio.
Morning.
So, Lunchbox talking about, what was he talking about? Something. And.
Yeah, that's a pretty good guess.
I'm trying to drive and I'm deliver packages, and I forgot what you were doing.
Hey, dude, it could have been anything. It could have been him watching soccer during the show. It could have been him, I don't know.
Needing a reward for something.
Do the right thing.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But we get you.
Dang, man.
Hmm?
Yeah, do the right thing, Lunchbox.
Do the right thing.
What in the world are you talking
about? That's good
about?
Advice,
Eric,
though.
If you figured out, call us back. We'd love to hear why and what Lunchbox did to actually, make you call the show.
Because he aggravates the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm. What specifically?
Because I feel like he's like, he says all this stuff, and I'm like, dude, like get your roof fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Get your roof fixed.
Okay, is that what you're talking about by do the right thing?
Like I called like a while back about lottery tickets. I'm like, if I won the lottery, I would give most of that money away. And you're like, saying all this stuff. I'm like, come on, man.
I don't think I said, whoa, 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 whoa.
That is what you sound like. Nailed the impression.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Anything else?
I don't know what you said, dude, but it's like, man, I love you, but like, God, you're aggravated.
Amen. Amen.
He's delivering packages right now.
Mm-hmm.
Has he been?
What, drinking?
Yeah.
No, it sounds like he's focused on delivering packages. Right
I don't now. Know.
Eric,
all over the place.
We appreciate that call, buddy. And call us anytime, okay?
All right, man.
All right, see you, buddy. There's Eric.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from YouTube. There's a guy that reviews new cars, buys them, tries them out, shows you all the new features. So he bought a new GMC Hummer EV, got it, and has a thing that you can go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. So he bought it, takes it out on a gravel road.
On a gravel road? 0 to 60 on a gravel road?
Can't do that.
That already sounds dangerous.
I can't do that.
About 3 seconds in, there's a dip in the road. Boom! Bust the radiator and back end of his truck all busted out.
He has a couple things. One, he didn't walk the road to see if there was a dip. And then two, gravel. You never try to get speed on a gravel road. You only run away from things on a gravel road and hope you don't slide off the road as you're running. So
yeah, the rear suspension and the radiator busted right there.
There's also no chance it goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
That's what it says. So the truck only has 9 miles on it total.
In three's flat.
That's what it says. That's why he was testing it out.
Now Bobby's going to test his car out.
on gravel. Road. Yeah. Is that it, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
They did a sequel to A Christmas Story. That's the Red Ryder BB gun one?
Yeah, you'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I've seen a little bit on TBS, but I've never seen it.
I cannot believe you've never seen that movie.
Most people have.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite Christmas movies ever.
So they made a second one. Now, Is it the same people?
Oh, it's almost, I would say it's about 90% original cast, but now they're older because he was a kid. Rafi was a kid when they made the first movie.
So it's the same guy.
Same dude.
Okay, so what's the plot here?
So the plot is he's now trying to make that Christmas story for his kids. So as much as I was so excited for this to come out because I love the first one, I thought it was going to be more of a kid's story. I'll get the kids around, we'll watch this again, but it's not. It's really like the parent side of it. How do I make my kids Christmas the way I remember my Christmas? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the plot of it. But he goes back home to the old house, you know, and he sees his old friends. And it's crazy, dude, to see all of these original cast members, what they look like now. Some of them aren't even recognizable.
Well, you know, they're probably like, wow, you really? I'm even a movie? Yeah. They're just living their normal lives. Right. Like, wow. So this guy that played Ralphie,
mm-hmm.
is he only Ralphie? Meaning, is he a famous actor now, or is he just Ralphie?
No. He's just Ralphie. I don't think he's come out in any other movie. Maybe one or two, but not one that we've seen.
So he does conventions and stuff. That's what I would do.
The ones where you sign autographs, yeah. Probably. Yeah. But it's funny because they do a lot of the old references. Because like in the old movie, he would look at the camera and smile whenever he would daydream. So he does that, and it's kind of cool to bring that back. And it's got the same the music soundtrack. I really liked it.
I'm looking at a picture of this guy. Ralphie got good looking.
Yeah, you think so?
I mean, maybe older now, but he looked pretty good looking.
Okay.
Is he good looking in the movie?
I didn't think that,
pictures I'm looking at, it looks pretty good looking. Okay, what do you give it?
I will give it 3 out of 5 triple dog dares you because I enjoyed it, but I really did go in with expectations that it was going to be like a fun Christmas movie for kids. It's really not.
3 out of 5?
3 out of 5.
Even with all the nostalgia packed in?
Yeah.
That's pretty low.
I'm almost like Mike D, where like Christmas movie, I don't know if I love it.
Well, you better be waiting because Thursday, Amy's.
I know. A big one.
Do you know how late is Amy in the movie? Because I don't feel like I want to watch the whole movie, but I want to go to Amy's part.
It's in the last 20 minutes.
Good.
No, wait, you're going to fast forward through the whole movie to see Amy?
Yeah, I don't care about anything else except for Amy.
You don't want the whole movie experience?
Let me say this again in case you don't understand what I'm saying.
I think you're pretty clear.
Yeah, maybe I'm not.
Oh, you don't care
about
the movie.
Coming across in a way that's communicating effectively. I don't want to watch the movie, but I will watch Amy. So I will go to the last 20 minutes and watch Amy.
Okay.
Thank you.
But what Amy's going to be saying, is that even going to make sense to you? Because you didn't watch the movie.
I don't care.
Got it.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
It'll make sense.
Okay, that's what's up. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Schedule for tomorrow, Reese Witherspoon. So we should have her on the show tomorrow. Other than that, we'll see you then. Goodbye, everybody.
Bobby Bones is on.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.